Well, I missed another show yesterday. I'm kind of having a little bit of a problem, but that's physical. So I'm going to just do an early show and a late show. So just like, this is from yesterday. It's like, nothing really. Oh, well, I mean, America, the world, like, it's like, I don't know, military stuff, terrorists, here we have rioters. I guess it's the same thing in a way, except terrorists seem to be willing to die a lot more than our rioters are. Maybe that'll change next election, this election, because they're going to die anyway. I mean, a lot of the people I see aren't terrorists or rioters or anything. Seem fairly expected. And everybody, but you see, it's like, yeah, these people who are saying they're going to kill the rioters and the people who are going after their stocks, which were taken out of the food that other people would have, and medicine supplies. This is a boring show. I guess a better show considering my condition today, which is pretty bad actually. I could barely walk for some reason. I don't know, I'll probably get over it. I've had, this is pretty much the worst it's ever been. Okay, like medicine. Like, you know, not giving term patients medicine. You know, it's like I'm in terminal. Like, I have never been eligible for treatment. Like, instead of treatment, they tell me not to pick. Meaning, I have things that they want me to just sit there and watch them eat. And they do this. I have to scream very loud sometimes to get even the most remedial treatment. The most remedial treatment. Which is, like in Jamestown, it's not very common, but I think, you know, people are very happy to be alive, most people that I see. I mean, there's a lot of help, and people who are just, you know, like you heard about the cities evacuating and everyone's moving into the country. This is empty. I would say 10% of the houses in this town have been emptied out by, well, the rioters. I mean, we don't have riots, but we have the, you know, people who look strange like the rioters who seem to be going around clearing out the house of poor people. You know, mercenaries, bounty hunters, evictors. Seems to be, I mean, now we have normal looking anarchists who are just looking for someone to turn on to them. And, you know, I mean, I'm scared. Basically, I moved into this town 20 years ago when nobody lived here. And it was, you know, there was no deers in the forest. I mean, Western New York had been just, it was like a nuclear war. I mean, a lot of places in the country 20 years ago were like a nuclear war. You know, places where the shores don't look like they're going to be war. Nothing much changed. They didn't add anything. But now they're taking everybody, you know, and these people, the YMCA, just, you know, moving into these old houses, they're all of a sudden empty, and they're 10% anymore. So that really is happening. Yes, then. I don't know what else. This has been the eviction of the moratorium. I mean, like, you know. Okay, so like pills that aren't drugs that aren't even patented, that cost nothing to produce, and that, you know, could prevent someone from dying, aren't available. Just period. And Biden's not going to change that. He's going to say, well, why the generic? Generic means $7 for 10 cents. Instead of $100, or just instead of not even giving it to you. So, I mean, Biden's just shit, but Trump is, you know, extermination too much, you guys. So, I mean, that bird quietly. I'm going to go in and make sure my bird is cast. I think everyone else should too. Because Trump is a monster. He's literally, and all the Republicans are monsters when it comes to killing Americans. So, I mean, government terrorists, it's like these guys want to kill just for starters. They've been taking trillions and trillions of dollars every day. So that no American is ever going to be able to get up ahead because it's in public debt. And it's insurrection to doubt the public debt, punishable by death in New York. Insurrection. So the $1 trillion would be right for themselves. You'd be killed if you doubt it. In other words, you know, the militia, you know, doubt it. But the militia are all talking, but those aren't the militia. Those are like washes of federal forces that been, you know, started with $1 trillion in a military-industrial complex. Oh, this is a real mess. Sure, I'll finish this today.